Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we continue our election road trip here in New Hampshire with some things you should know about this state ahead of tomorrow's primary. 10 things, to be exact. And here they are. Number one, the state operates its own liquor stores. We met up with New Hampshire writer Jay Heinrichs at one of them.
Well, some people might call it vices. I mean, we're the first state with a state lottery. We're a state that makes 16% of its state revenue off liquor. I think we're the only state in the country that has no state income tax or sales tax. But still, the booze costs a lot less than it does in the neighboring states.
Well, let's take a look here, because if we look at a bottle of wine, Santa Margarita Pinot Grigio for $19.99, this cupcake wine is about $7.99. It's not so much more expensive.
Well, you're going to pay a lot more in taxes in neighboring states. And if you go to an online store like wine.com, you're going to find that the stuff here is cheaper.
The stuff here is cheaper. So how is it cheaper if the state is making so much money on selling it?
Well, the state obviously buys a lot of it wholesale.
Not unrelated to number one is number two.
New Hampshire is very secular.
That's Jerry Daniel, a retired history professor at Dartmouth.
In part, it's a product of a long period in which a dominant religious group, Congregationalism, this New England was a congregational establishment, basically, a huge infusion of Catholics because of the Industrial Revolution. New Hampshire is like New England as a whole in learning to live with different religious groups because it had to. And then, of course, the fact that so many educational institutions come from New England. That's a kind of major regional business. You begin to add a process in which it's quite possible to exist without any commitment to church.
Number three, New Hampshire is one of the healthiest states in the country.
In New Hampshire, 61.9% of our population have more than a high school degree. That's very high. So we have an educated workforce. Therefore, essentially, we have educated parents.
And Marcella Bobinski, acting director of the state's Division of Public Health, says those educated parents give New Hampshire's kids a leg up on becoming healthy adults.
We have relatively a low percentage of children in poverty. We have developed over the past 12, 15 years a very, very good policies around childhood immunization. We also have a very low teen birth rate.
And yet the state lacks laws that other states have determined make people live longer, which brings us to number four, live free or die on the roads, and not just because that's what's written on the license plates. Again, here's Jay Heinrichs.
One of New Hampshire's favorite non-laws is no helmet law.
Some people would call that libertarian. Others would just call it stupid.
My brother-in-law calls them donor cycles because he's a doctor. Now, we do have seatbelt laws, and you're not allowed to use your cell phone. That just came in. So we're not quite as libertarian as you think.
But what's the law with the seatbelts?
Well, if you're under 18, you buckle up.
But you couldn't get stopped just for not wearing your seatbelt if you're over 18.
No, and I don't know a cop in this state would stop you for it anyway, honestly.
Number five. Another thing you should know about the people of New Hampshire is that they love the outdoors. They love to come to places like where I am right now, skiing down the slopes at Loon Mountain Resort. A couple hours from Boston, hundreds of thousands of people come here to enjoy these slopes. I think this is the first time you've ever heard somebody on NPR while they are skiing down the slopes. And those slopes are a big part of number six, tourism is one of the biggest industries here, although the state's most recognizable tourist attraction is no longer with us. The Old Man of the Mountain, a rock formation that looked like a man's profile, collapsed in 2003.
It had been 3 days of heavy rain, and then the temperature dropped in the middle of the night. and turned to ice and snow. And that's basically took out the Adam's apple of the old man, which then shifted the weight forward. And, of course, the 700 tons couldn't stay by itself, and it all came down.
Dick Hamilton is president of the Old Man of the Mountain Legacy Project, and he says the man is gone, but the legacy remains.
Rugged individualism, rock hard, you don't mess with us, you know, you don't tell us what to do.
And many still do visit the site. Another big industry in this state is... Number 7, manufacturing. That's the sound of an electrode being produced at the Hypertherm factory in Lebanon, New Hampshire. It's a sleek new factory that looks more like an IKEA, but with huge pieces of equipment that cut metal. I met up with Jim Miller, the VP of operations.
How many people work in this facility? Because it looks like the machines can do a lot of the work themselves.
Yeah, so in total, we have 12 facilities in this area. In total, across all facilities in production, we have roughly 450 or so associates in production.
And are they all in the state of New Hampshire or in other states as well?
All our manufacturing locations are in New Hampshire.
And why? What's the benefit of locating here?
We have a lot of advantages to this area. So in Hanover, Dartmouth College is located there.
You get a lot of people from Dartmouth.
Yeah, the engineering school. I personally like the lack of traffic compared to some of the larger geographies. I think others do as well. So there's a certain, you know, one of the advantages is the quality of life here is high.
Another industry that has produced a number of well-known New Hampshireites is number 8, comedy. Sarah Silverman is from here, so is Adam Sandler, and so is the late-night NBC host Seth Meyers.
I grew up in New Hampshire, and one of the most exciting parts about the Granite State, other than all the granite, that is when a flock of presidential candidates descends to curry favor with our 1.3 million residents, and if you're a Republican voter in New Hampshire, man, oh, man, do you have choices in 2016.
On to number 9, the thing politicians here often do, take the pledge. Here's Jay Heinrichs again.
The pledge is a pledge not to impose any broad-based taxes, and that includes income tax and sales tax. New Hampshire is neither one. And that's something that really got to be popular during the 70s when there was a lot of consideration to raise taxes through an income tax. Ever since then, all the Republicans, I believe, and most of the Democrats, including our current Democratic governor, have taken the pledge not to raise taxes through income or sales.
And if you don't do that, forget it?
Well, you know, actually the last person to get elected not to do the pledge was elected governor in 2000, and she's now one of our U.S. senators.
Jeanne Shaheen.
And number 10, the people here are more politically active than the average American.
There's a good historic reason for that. The towns in New Hampshire run themselves. In most of the small towns, including my town of Orange, New Hampshire, the citizens are the legislature of the town. They're the Congress of the town. So all the big decisions in every town are made at town meeting in March. Now, people get used to that kind of power, and I think that it translates into other kinds of elections as well.
As historian Jerry Daniel put it,
New Hampshire is the most decentralized polity in the United States. That's why we get away without any broad-based taxes. We don't give the state government any money.
So there you have it, the 10 things you need to know about New Hampshire. Well, there is one more thing we discovered when we were trying to follow Jay Heinrichs on some country roads here. Your cell phone doesn't always work, so following Waze or Google Maps isn't something you can rely on to get from place to place. I guess we'll call that old world charm, or Virginia Prescott, host of Word of Mouth on NHPR. What would you call it?
New Hampshireitis or granititis.
Granititis, which means what exactly?
Well, if New Hampshire is so mountainous, if you were to flatten it out, it'd be the size of Texas. So there are so many mountains, there's so many rock formations that a lot of cell phone signals don't carry from place to place. So you'll be in the middle of a conversation and things will just drop off suddenly, which means you have to learn how to read a map.
We will put the list of our top 10 things and number 11 there at our website, hereandnow.org. And we'll leave you with this song that went viral a few years back, Granite State of Mind.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm up at Conway. Now I'm down in Manchester next to Adam Sandler, but I'll be Woods forever. I'm the new Salinger, cause I could live anywhere, but I choose to live here, the middle of nowhere. I used to shop in Salem, next to Rockingham Park. Right there up on 28, you'll find Canobie Lake Park. Bring me up to Portsmouth, the saloon at State Street.